You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Chwaba.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. We are very close to the weekend, and we have just the kind of show tonight that's going to help you ease into the weekend a little bit. It will make tomorrow, Friday, seem like a Saturday, because we're going to chill out tonight. We're going to have some great conversations. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night edition of Nightlight, wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin. Welcome, welcome, whether it's via the stream or on the app. There's Conrad just doing some tidying up behind me. How you doing, Conrad? The studio is in disarray, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't tidy up before the show, so that's what Conrad was doing there. I think Conrad just wanted a little camera time. Would I be wrong to
Yeah. Just wanted a little.
Well deserved. How you doing tonight, buddy?
You know, I'm doing good.
Yeah. I got here kind of late tonight.
You did.
I thought I could avoid some traffic, and what I've learned is that as the day progresses, people like to camp out in the left lane even more. They feel less pressure when there's less traffic, so they just set that cruise control at 54 miles an hour.
In the 70.
And exactly. So that's what I'm dealing with. But anyway, it's good to be here. Great to be on the air again, doing Nightlight, talking about movies and TV and all the things we love. So we will have ample opportunity for all of you to join in the show if you see fit. We got a great question tonight. We got great guests. It's our popcorn pick of the week tonight because it's Thursday. Tonight, our popcorn pick of the week will be brought to you by the talented Mr. Steve Burrows. Steve is a native Wisconsinite, and he is a director, writer, comedian, actor. He's had an incredible run in show business. He's directed Super Bowl commercials. He's done stand-up comedy. He's made independent films. His most recent effort is available on Max. It's called Bleed Out, and it's a film, a documentary Steve did about his mother, Judy, and her struggle with a hospital and a medical plan. She went in for routine surgery. Stuff got overlooked, and it turned into this big thing, and there was a courtroom. There was a trial, and it's a fascinating yet frustrating documentary, but it's award-winning. And Steve did an amazing job on that. So he will be here tonight at 6:35. And he's one of the funniest guys I've met, too. Steve is a very funny guy. He was, Conrad, you haven't watched Seinfeld, have you? With any kind of...
I've watched the first five episodes now.
Okay. So Steve plays in the episode, I think it's called The Pilot. It's not the actual pilot. It's an episode called The Pilot in season four where they make the show. Steve plays a PA or a production assistant working on the show who gets fired, and he kind of runs away in tears. It's very funny, but he made a film called Chump Change, which is just absolutely hilarious with Jerry Stiller was in it, Tim Matheson, Tracy Lords. Steve played the lead. He was great in that. I'm a huge fan, as you can tell. So he'll be here at 6:35 to help us with a popcorn pick of the week. He's going to give a pick, and it will be just swell. Then at 7:05, comedian Jessica Phillips will be here. Jessica is a UP-based comic. Now, you probably think, okay, the UP, that's probably a great place to get material. There's a lot of funny characters. You know, it's not overly populated, so you've got maybe some small-town humor. However, being a comic in the UP means travel. You are driving very far to get the gig. So I appreciate this comic's willingness to drive. And she's got kids, and she's pursuing stand-up comedy. So good for her. She's got a date coming up in Antigo we'll talk to Jessica about and hopefully help her put some butts in the seats for that show. And then at 7:35, my friend Barry Polterman will be here And Norman Moses will be here as well. Barry directed a film called Aswang with another guy named Rye Martin. They co-directed it together. And Barry will be here representing the film. And Norman Moses plays the lead in Aswang. And our old buddy, Frank Anderson, it was based on a story he had. I'm telling you, Frank is everywhere. He is truly the guy behind the guy behind the guy. And yet, he's front and center. He's an anomaly. But we'll talk to Barry because there's a big screening for Aswang coming up in Milwaukee later this month at the Oriental Theater, the beautiful Oriental Theater. So Barry will be here to talk about that and the film. And Norman Moses played the lead in the film, and we'll talk to him too. They'll be here together at 7:35. So that's a show, ladies and gentlemen. That's a lot of show. That's like 7 hours of show in 2 hours. So we're biting off a lot tonight, but I think we can get through it. And for our question today, this is hilarious. This is one of Todd Michael's sheets that he sent out. This is the feel-good story of the day. You ready for this, Conrad? The laziest person you know might soon be the healthiest. First Ozempic, now this. Researchers in Denmark say they've created a pill that mimics the effects, or the benefits, I should say, of running a 10K. Yes, an exercise pill. Now, it says, before you get too excited, it doesn't come with all the benefits of running. For example, your legs won't get any stronger. I assume they wouldn't be sore either. But the lead author says the new molecule they've developed does mimic the effect it has on your metabolism. It brings the body into a metabolic state corresponding to running 10 kilometers at a high speed and on an empty stomach. So it's like you're kind of in it, like the pill puts you in ketosis and helps you lose a lot of weight. So it also offers some of the benefits you get from fasting. Exercise triggers the release of a hormone that suppresses your appetite and another one that flushes fatty acids from your bloodstream. I feel like I'm carrying extra fatty acids today. That's just me. I could really use this pill right now. That's good because it reduces your risk for things like heart disease and diabetes. They haven't tested the new drug on humans yet. Okay, well, there's the first hiccup. But they tried it on rats. And the rats are in great shape. They've got six-pack abs and huge quads. If it does work, as they think it will, they say it could be a game changer for people who are too injured or too old to work out or for people who just don't want to. I don't think if you're that lazy, I don't think you should reap the benefits of the pill or you should have to pay a ton more. Get off your butt. And take a walk even. You don't have to run a marathon. Would you take this pill?
I would be scared to, I feel like.
You know what? That's a great point. I would be scared to as well. I'd be the one guy that grows like a third arm or something.
I just do it authentic. And there's no like way it could go wrong besides like maybe injuring your foot or something, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what could actually go wrong with taking that. And well, they haven't tested on humans yet either, so.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the first. I do think it's weird, though. Like, people more and more just live online anyway. They get an avatar. Why do you even want to be in shape in real life? We're all living in the Matrix. Who cares what you look like in real life? Unless you still go out. Yeah, I don't know. But that leads us to tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen, which is, what do you wish you could fix just by taking a pill? Anything about your physical traits or your mental state, what do you wish you could change with a pill? I've given you carte blanche, a blank canvas. What do you wish you could change with a pill? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know, and we will read your text on the radio. Conrad, my good man, how can people watch the radio tonight?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Nightlife with Pete Schwada.
Schwada. That's a rival show. Don't promote that.
At WGBW. On YouTube, we're under Civic Media and WGBW. And on Twitter, Civic Media or WGBW.
And you can also listen on the app. The app is very easy. If you haven't downloaded it, please download it. Please do so because you could just click. There's a little text icon right next to all the radio stations. We are on statewide every night, so just click that that icon and let us know what you're thinking about anything we're talking about on the show. Question of the night, if you want to chime in with a question for a guest, we've been getting a lot more of that lately. I like that. When we have someone on, I think we've been getting more questions for the guests too, which makes it even more interactive and more of a conversation, which is fun. So there you go. That's the question. It is our popcorn pick of the week. Steve Burrows will be here, native Wisconsinite and a very successful writer-director, will be here to give us his popcorn pick of the week. Steve's got a ton of movies I'm sure he could recommend. He could recommend a few he's done, and people would love it, but I don't think he'll do that. So here's what I was thinking when I left here the other night. I was walking to the garage, and I thought it was strange that, I don't know what age it stops that you just stop running. Like, you know, I want to get to my car. I'm in a hurry to get home, but I don't run to my car. At 15, I probably would have done a little trot to my car to pick things up and move things along and get home. Does it look weird when an adult runs?
No, it doesn't. I just feel like you're in the... That's the thing you're thinking about. People will be like, oh, that dude looks weird.
But hold on. Let me paint a picture for you. I'm not in running clothes. I'm in a button-down shirt. I look handsome as all get out. And I got my computer over my shoulder, and I'm sprinting to my car. People are going to go, what is that guy's deal?
That's what I'm, you know, you're worried about what people are thinking. If you want to get to your car faster, do it.
I know. I'm wondering why I don't, though, and when that stopped. Because if you're running and you're an adult, you're either being chased by God knows who, but no, adults just don't run anymore. And why? Let me get to the bottom of this.
So you get sweaty. You don't want to smell.
That's true.
You don't want to get out of breath.
But I mean, it's like 200 feet. I'm not breaking it. I'm not like, have to towel off after that, you know? I don't know. It just kind of was a weird thing. I don't know when that stopped, like when that desire to run to my car stopped. I think about these things, Conrad.
I can't say I've run to my car ever either, but I run in a gym, so.
Yeah, which is expected.
But I never do it outside, I feel like.
If I walked through the gym in corduroy pants and a sweater with my backpack over my shoulder...
Now, that's a way to get a workout, though.
People would think that's weird.
But you could sweat more doing that.
Kidding me? Do anything I want. All right, great to have you with us. This is a Thursday night edition of Nightlight. And we are talking about movies and TV, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a popcorn pick of the week night. It's Thursday. I'm Pete Schwabe. We'll be right back with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With another guy, here comes my baby. Here she comes now.
Tom from New Berlin says, my bed is number two, or you have to pee. But even if you have to pee really bad, you're not running. And I didn't want to go the bowel movement route, but that is typically when you see my friend Paula Slater. Oh, I got to get Paul on the show. He's so funny. He says in a Facebook post once, he said, every time I go to the bathroom in public, I sprint. So everyone thinks he's like about to have an accident. So you have a great mind, Tom. Those are great. Yeah, and that makes sense. But I think when you have to pee really bad, it almost makes it worse if you run.
Maybe. If you really need to go, you got to run, though.
Yeah, but do you ever really have to go that bad? Like number one, where you... I mean, I've been there, but...
Yeah.
Sprinting, like you got to get there now?
I've done it.
What are you, a baby?
I've sprinted.
Just to go number one?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, you don't want to go anywhere else.
Do you yell when you're sprinting, I got to go number one?
Out of my way, people.
Oh, that would be something. All right, that's a good reason. I just don't know.
Or that could be the pill that fixes.
That could be, yes. That's an answer to a question. I would like to take a pill that allows me never have to go to the bathroom again or have to go desperately.
Where does it go, though?
Yeah, it just evaporates, I guess, or something. I don't know. If I had to take a pill to change something, I would want to say it so I could eat whatever I want, but that wouldn't be fun, too. I like the idea of self-discipline. So I don't know. What would you do? I mean,
I think I would take a pill to make myself taller.
Oh, that's interesting. Change your appearance.
I'm sick of being 5'9".
You know what I would do? I would probably, this is how vain, I probably would take a pill to give myself abs. And I don't need to be, you know, I can keep the weight off to a degree, but just something.
Abs without taking weight off?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I want a six-pack abs, even if I'm like 100 pounds overweight. That guy's disgusting, but look at his abs. That would work. Steve from the 608 says, pee by the car. Steve, what are we, animals?
See, the last time I had to run was I was at a Packers game, so.
And you had to pee and you ran.
From the seat, yeah. I had to go. Where else was I supposed to?
I don't know.
You can't just...
Was it
do
cold?
That at the. It actually was. It was, yeah, it was a year ago against the Chiefs, and it was really, really windy and cold.
Steve says, or in the woods. Come on. He's like, there's no. It sounds like Steve doesn't think there should be any excuse for running to the bathroom. And then he clarifies, if you're a guy. Well, yeah, that excludes half the population. So, hey, listen, all good suggestions of the peeing variety so far, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of good movies opening this weekend. No, like I mentioned, no huge blockbusters, but there are some good films opening that reviewed really well. Saturday Night is opening this weekend. Terrifier 3, not my kind of movie, but it's the third installment. It's getting like an 85%. Those kind of movies don't typically get those kind of reviews. So that does make me curious. And then a movie about Pharrell Williams is opening up called Piece by Piece. It's like a Lego stop motion movie. Interesting yeah. concept. Probably not something I'd go see.
Probably wouldn't either.
But I do think it sounds innovative. I don't know. And then you sent me this yesterday. Okay, we're getting closer to Halloween. A guy pretending to be a ghost at a cemetery. Yeah. I would think someone would kill me. Like if you scare someone at a cemetery, you're asking for trouble. And you kind of deserve it.
Yeah, I think it's. I thought that was really funny though, because I read it in like how they worded it, you know, and it's like, and he says, "Woo," to people.
It's like the lamest. Woo, woo.
I'm a ghost.
I'm haunting you. Yeah, that would scare me too, because the guy thinks he has talent and he's willing to go to a cemetery at night. Here's an interesting tidbit shared by Todd Michaels. The earliest known reference to the Mile High Club is from a betting book in 1785, just 2 years after the first successful balloon ascent. I don't know. I've read about that when I was a kid, you know, like you read about, oh, the Mile High Club. I would be scared to death to do that. I feel like if I did that, that's what would cause the plane to go down. And there I would be found in some field and people would know what I was doing and probably blame me. Maybe it's Catholic guilt. But these people apparently did it in a balloon. That's risky.
And back in what?
1785. If I'm doing it in a balloon in the 1700s, it's because I think I'm not coming back or I can't get down. All right, yeah. We might as well do it.
I feel like going into a balloon back then was like really, really, really scary.
Yeah. Because you kind of had to learn by sort of like trial by fire. How are we getting down? I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. Maybe we should just have sex. And then we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out.
That was their last wish.
That was their last wish. And then I thought this was interesting too. The official name for people living in Indiana is Hoosiers, not Indianians. That's the worst ever. That shouldn't, Indianans, I guess.
Doesn't have a ring to it.
It's terrible. I like Hoosiers better. However, there are people in other states. When I was a stand-up, I was working Catch a Rising Star in St. Louis, and there was a house MC called Tom Johnson who was so funny. He ended up writing for The Daily Show, and he passed away a couple of years ago. Great guy. Really funny. And I said, he called someone at the club. He said he's kind of a Hoosier. I said, oh, is he from Indiana? And he just looks at me and he goes, that's funny. I'm like, no, I wasn't trying to be funny. I'd never heard that phrase before other than to describe people from Indiana. Our friends to the south, if you will. God rest your soul. Tom Johnson, he was a funny dude, man. All right. So we got, there's just a lot of show. And here I am rambling. Barry Poulterman is here tonight to discuss his film Oswing, screening at the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee that's coming up. 30-year anniversary, I think it is. Comedian Jessica Phillips will be here at 7:05. And coming up next, after award-winning news here at Civic Media, is Wisconsin native son and award-winning director Steve Burrows. He's going to help us make our popcorn pick of the week. So you're going to walk away with a movie pick tonight, folks. It's going to be fun for everybody. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. That topless lady has something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your TV.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
One of my favorite times of the week, ladies and gentlemen. I get in total movie mode because I hear that popcorn pop, and it's like I'm actually walking into a theater and I'm about to see cinema magic. And this is even better, though, because we have someone here tonight to guide us through our popcorn pick of the week and help us make a good pick. And he's going to give us a recommendation after we have a brief chat. My guest tonight for the popcorn pick of the week is native Wisconsin son and acclaimed director of movies and commercials and a really talented actor and funny guy as well. You can catch his award-winning documentary Bleed Out on Max. Steve Burrows joins us on Nightlight. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Look at those locks, man. You growing it out?
I know.
I love it.
I'm coming out. I'm still coming out of the COVID cut. And it's just like, you know what? My wife kind of likes it and I'm lazy and we're just going with it for now. But I do need a haircut. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm telling you, I had during COVID, I grew a mustache for the first time in my life without a goatee, just the stash.
Yeah.
And my son did it with me. We were like, whatever, we're holed up in the house. Let's do it. For some reason, every time I make an appearance or somewhere or show up somewhere, that's the picture they pull because it's like the first one that comes up on Google. It's maddening.
The stash.
The stash.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not a mustache guy. I have nothing against it, but just kind
of. I've experimented with like the goatee thing and, yeah. You know, the different it comes across kind of Ted Kaczynski serial killer, and it doesn't work. So I'll keep the hair long, but got to stay clean shaven for the most part.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, it's good to see you, buddy. Thanks for doing this, and thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having me. Love it.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you this, Steve. Every time I see you, until I get the answer I want, where can I and where can I direct people to see Chump Change? Is that ever going to happen?
Chump Change is now on YouTube. You can see it on YouTube. It's somehow it made its way. You know, we were so fortunate to get bought by Miramax, and then Miramax got bought by Disney. And then there was this whole kerfuffle between Disney and Miramax, as I'm sure you know, and we kind of got stalled for a while. And then we were, I don't know, I'm not sure where we were for a while, but we're actually on YouTube. I think,
oh,
and I think you can
so
watch
great.
It for like, I think you might be able to watch it for like 99 cents.
Wow.
Or $1.99, something like that. It's, you know, it's...
How did... it was the studio?
It's out of our hands.
Yeah. So it was the studio that put it up there. You didn't have to do any legwork or gather materials or anything?
Yeah, I mean, the good news is that once we, you know, we got Miramax, and, you know, they've had their problems, as you know, with
sure.
the Weinstein situation. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wacky
and then,
guys, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. but somehow... once we got into the Disney, Buena Vista food chain with you know, the mouse running the show, the good news is we're going to be out there forever.
Oh, that's
and,
so great.
But the bad news is we don't control any of it. It goes where, and it seems like somebody will tell me, hey, I saw you on YouTube. I'm like, what? Nobody told me.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get something from, you know, Walt Disney Company saying, hey, we're on YouTube now, which, I mean, not that that's their responsibility, but I kind of gave up for a while, but yeah, we're back, and we're back with a vengeance.
That's so great. I am so glad to hear that. Have you guys ever thought about doing I know one step at a time, but like Barry Poulterman, a fellow Milwaukeean, is on the show later. Do you know Barry?
I know Barry. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. So they're doing a screening of a film they did called Aswang at the Oriental, and you know, might be time for a Chump Change anniversary screening.
I could not agree more. We did a huge we had our premiere at the Oriental in 2003.
Okay.
It was 2004, and it was at the Milwaukee, one of the early Milwaukee Film Festival things, and we were so lucky to, you know, have that incredible venue. We sold it. I think we actually ended up turning away like 500 people in freezing cold.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I mean Tracy Lord showed up. So that was, I'm sure, a big draw for a lot of people. She was there in person.
It's to bring all the perverts out.
Yeah, I think they thought that, but they weren't sure what the movie was about. We kept telling them, no, that's not that type of a movie, man.
You can make a lot of things out of Chump Change if you really put your mind to it, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
That's
so
cool.
I would love to do we're pushing like, what are we now? I guess we're pushing 25 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and last time I told you I like to crank out a movie every 14, 15 years. So we know how hard it is to make a movie. So I'm trying right now. I've got two on the hook. So, but as you know, it's like climbing Mount Everest without Sherpas.
Yeah.
You know, I'm slowly going up the hill again, but I'm not done.
Are they narratives, Steve, or docs, or what are you working on?
I got a comedy, which is it's probably the most commercial idea. It's a very musical kind of thing, and I stumbled into this idea a while back, and I'm trying to follow up. You know, Bleed Out was obviously this kind of a sad documentary, and I'm very proud of it, but it really was not, you know, it's a tearjerker kind of film. And it's real, and I did comedy for 25 years prior to that, so I'm kind of desperate to get back to comedy. So I wrote a movie that I thought people would love and that I'd love to watch and certainly make. And I've also written simultaneously, I stumbled into an idea overseas, a dramatic film. And I've never written a drama before, like a fictional film. It's based on a true story, but it's all, you know, it's, so I've got basically two projects simultaneously. I just finished them both within the last month, and now trying to make, you know, how we're going to navigate the waters of treachery here in show business to get them made.
Right. Yeah, the finding the money part, which is probably harder than climbing a mountain without Sherpas.
Maybe.
So what's going on with Bleed Out? You did this great. I'm kind of in awe of you. And I think I told you this last time because you've done, you know, commercials. Then you made this indie comedy. Then you make this award-winning documentary. You've kind of done it all. Narratives, documentaries, commercials, features. That's really remarkable.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's true. And Bleed Out. So what's happening with that? I know people can still watch it on Max. Are you happy with the views you've gotten and all feedback?
Oh, yeah. We've had one of the great strokes of luck for us was when we hooked up with HBO prior to the you know, us finishing the film. They rarely sign on for documentaries that aren't finished. You know, and we weren't finished. You know, we have this whole trial in there. It was a 7-year trial, and we hadn't even had the trial yet. And they said, "No, we're going to stick with you on this." So they actually gutted this thing out with me prior to even knowing what the ending was going to be. And we had no expectation for this film. I thought, you know, I don't know, 1,000 people might see it. We had 20 million people see this movie, and HBO has now they've renewed us now 3 times. And we're going to be in our 6th year with this film. And the film has now, you know, we've had a kind of a storybook journey with it because I had no expectations, but it's kind of taken a life of its own at this point. Medical schools, nursing schools, universities are all, you know, the medical world out there. We knew that the press and the public would probably respond to it, but I thought the medical community would hate it. and it's just the opposite. They are using it as teaching curriculum for their medical students. Like the first week of medical school, they show bleed out on this is basically how not to practice medicine. So
that's incredible.
That's, you know, that's really my mother's legacy. And anyway, we're very lucky that we're still out there and it's still kicking. You know what?
Yeah, I was just going to say such a neat thing with your mom, because she's such a wonderful person, a special ed teacher. We get to know her in the movie and your family.
Yeah.
Is that weird? I mean, it's kind of a love letter to your mom in a sense. And that must be kind of cool that you did that for her, even though it was a tough subject matter. But how do you feel now about that, exposing your family and opening up like that?
I didn't really think about it when we were making it. I was originally shooting things for our attorneys, for our litigation. And then somebody said, hey, I think you should make a movie. And then we found out that medical error was the third leading cause of death in America. And we thought maybe we have not only a personal story, but maybe even a universal one. And I also knew, like what the my main rule in comedy has always been truth in comedy, let it all hang out.
Yeah.
And I've never made a documentary before, but I knew that if we're going to do it, we're going to have to like warts and all it, show everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. And my family and I, my mother, my wife, my aunt and uncle, my whole time, we just decided that we're going to tell the truth. And the truth, as it turns out in this case, can set you free. We it's weird though, because we, as you see in the movie, people know us. I mean, you follow us for 10 years, and we age in 10 years. In 90 minutes, we go over 10 years. So everybody knows. So it is a little weird sometimes when I talk to folks and they seem to know more about me than I know about me.
Yeah, that's
it was worth it. Definitely worth it.
And you guys come across as just so genuine, and it was just a really nice experience. Do you ever see a scenario that brings you back to Wisconsin?
This comedy that I just wrote, it's a Wisconsin piece.
Nice.
And in my mind, it can only be shot in one place. And I've made two films now, and the first one was in Wisconsin. The second one took place in Wisconsin. It's the Wisconsin trilogy, I guess, for me. it's the rule of three. So I would love if I can get this sucker going, and I think I have a real shot at it. And it's kind of a higher budgety kind of film. It's not the low budget stuff that I normally do. This is more of a mainstream, very commercially kind of film. I mean, it's got guts, but it's I stumbled on. I'm not a commercial. I don't think commercially at all. But somehow, this one came to me, and nice. I'm hoping to bring it to Wisconsin.
Well, we wish you luck with it, and keep us posted. That's exciting.
Thank you.
Do you have we're getting close. It's about time, almost for your pick. Do you have a favorite movie snack, Steve?
I'm plain popcorn, salt popcorn, no butter, no butter.
Me too.
Coca-Cola or a frozen Coke, if possible.
Oh, nice.
One of those frozen slushy things. I mean, that's like the perfect thing. And sometimes I will sneak beef jerky in if I have to, you can't get.
Do you ever feel like I've ordered an icy at the movies before, and I just feel like such a schlub. And I'll take a blue icy. I don't even know the right flavor.
I literally just went to a screening of The Sound of Music at this theater, and it was a retrospective thing, and I ordered a big jumbo freezy.
I felt
stupid until I started sucking on it. I'm like, man, this is good.
Here you go, Mr. Middle-Aged Man. Enjoy it.
Yes. That's right.
So
that's exactly right. The eye roll. Here you go.
And you're served it typically by a kid. That's when I feel kind of like ridiculous. It's like ordering a biggie size at Wendy's. You just feel like completely emasculated or something. I don't know.
This little waiter kid who brought the slushy, I actually asked him, I said, do you know the Sound of Music movie? And he's like, he had no clue what it was. And it was like, you've never heard of The Sound of Music? Do, re, mi? Not even a part of his universe.
It's never too late. We're in trouble. Conrad, are you ready, sir? All right. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. Native son, Wisconsinite, Steve Burrows is here. Check out his movie Bleed Out on Max. It's excellent. You can rent Chump Change now on YouTube. Highly recommended it. He's going to give us his popcorn pick of the week. If you please, Conrad. Steve, lay it on us.
I recently went through my library of DVDs. I have 1,000 of them. I have an addiction, and I kind of put the Woody Allen canon aside for all the obvious reasons. Love the movie, love the art, hate the man. You know, I've been struggling.
Same.
But I watched last week. I watched Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Great movie.
And I think it's one of the greatest films ever made. I've never seen, even to this day, that type of drama. I mean, murder. They got murder in that movie. And humor, like, flat out, but it's all real. It all takes place in the real world with real world consequences. And I've never seen a filmmaker be able to merge those elements so seamlessly. Crimes and Misdemeanors is, I think, a true masterpiece. And it kind of made me forget all about the bad Woody, you know. I just want to enjoy, you know, some of the great films that he made, and I think that's his very best.
Oh, he's so prolific too. That's a great film, and I can't thank you enough, Steve. If you get a chance and watch Annie Hall, look at the credits. They misspelled Christopher Walken's name because I just gave that a rewatch about 6 months ago. Incredible.
Great. He's so funny. He's Dwayne.
Alfie, this is my room. Steve, thank you so much, buddy. Continued success and good luck with the projects, and stay in touch.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for everything.
You
congratulations again. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. All right. That's Steve Burrows. Very talented guy and an even better guy all around. So check out his stuff. Great to have him. And your popcorn pick of the week. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Crimes and Misdemeanors. Phenomenal film. And I agree. Just about flawless. So we're coming back. We've got a little Goodfellas coming up.
You've seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail.
Our question tonight is... what is something you would change or fix about yourself with a pill? If you could design a pill that could fix something about yourself or change something, what would you change? What would you take this pill for? So far, we've had peeing answers, not having to pee or go to the bathroom. So looking for something a little deeper, but that's okay.
I'd get taller.
Yeah, Conrad would get taller. I would get abs. Even if I was not in shape anywhere else, I would have a six pack. So it would be blubber all around and then rock hard abs. Chicks dig that. It was fun talking to Steve. Okay, so we've got, but that's our question. Let us know, folks. We want to read your responses on the radio, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Comedian, UP-based comedian. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are comedians in the UP. And this one in particular, Jessica Phillips, is playing in Anago. So if you're listening in the North Woods or Northern Wisconsin, we'll get more information on that. And we'll get to know Jessica a little bit. That's probably, given where she lives in the UP, that's probably one of the closer gigs she's going to get. Because, you know, most comedy clubs, you're going to Chicago, Milwaukee, Detroit, whatever. I mean, that's a haul from the UP. So good for her for following her passion. She'll be here at 7:05. So we'll talk to Jessica and then Barry Pulterman at 7:35 with lead actor from Aswang, Norman Moses. They'll be here together talking about a 30th anniversary screening at the Oriental Theater later this month coming up. It's a good film. I watched it today. It's been restored. And I mean, these guys are so good at what they do. Barry Pulterman and Rye Martin directed it. And the production value on the film for what they spent on it, I mean, it's an indie film. It looks beautiful. And our friend Frank Anderson played a part in it, too. I want to say the film was either based on his experiences or he came up with the story and worked on it a little bit with those guys. So I'm excited to talk to Barry about that. Okay, so this is last week was the anniversary of Goodfellas dropping. I want to say it was like the 32nd anniversary. And we were just talking the other night. Was it with Rob or Ben about the legacy of Goodfellas and how it compares to like The Godfather in terms of mob movies?
You guys both talked about it.
Did I talk about it with both of
yeah.
them?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the opening scene narration by Ray Liotta, and it's so well done, and it sets the movie up so well. And to me, it's not downhill after this, but I love the opening narration so much. I think it's, to me, one of the high points of the movie. So let's hear the first couple minutes.
My fate is up to you.
Tootie.
Make it, Tootie.
Tootie ran the cab stand and La Bella Vista Pizzeria and a few other places for his brother Paul, who was the boss over everybody in the neighborhood.
Come on. Hello, Paulie.
Hey, Paulie.
Paulie might have moved slow. But it was only because Paulie didn't have to move for anybody.
Must I forever be a beggar?
It's your fault. You started. I started. It's your fault.
Hey, Junior, here.
That's all I sent you?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe. I'm about to give you a timeout. Are you serious?
Yeah.
How did I send that to you? Messenger or mail?
Somewhere in the chat.
That was like nothing. All right, my bad. Apologies to the lovable producer, Conrad, and to you, the listener, because that's a great, it just sets up the movie so well. And then there's like a car bomb that goes off and we jump into the movie. Have you seen that film?
I've never seen
Goodfellas. Oh, you got to check it out. What movie, Conrad, have you seen because of your time on Nightlight? Does one out that you think, oh man, that's a great film?
I watched Quick Change the other night and I thought it was hilarious.
Tony Shalhoub.
And I'm surprised Bill Murray doesn't get more credit on that.
Yeah, it's because
it's so funny.
He said on either Letterman or Conan one night when he was asked what his favorite movie that he had done was, he named two and I can't remember the other one, but I remember Quick Change because I liked Quick Change so much. I couldn't believe it didn't do better at the box office. And I don't know if that's because of the studio or what, but yeah, just a really great movie, a clever movie, funny. There's a lot of tension in it. Well, that's good. That makes me feel good. So 4 out of 5 stars?
I'd give it 4.5.
4.5.
Out of five.
Out of 4.
Out of 10.
Let's go for it. Tom Check City says, I want to take a pill that after taking Frank Zappa and George have a word debate moderated by Howard Stern. That is in depth. George Carlin, yeah. A pill that after taking Frank Zappa and George Carlin have a word debate moderated by Howard Stern. You could probably take a hallucinogenic for that, Tom. That would probably get you where you want to go. I appreciate the thought that went into that answer, though. That's crazy. Okay, Jessica Phillips is here at 7:05 and Barry Poulterman at 7:35. Tony Shalhoub, we probably don't have time for this clip. Speaking of Quick Change, do we?
No, we do not.
We'll do that later because that's a funny.
It's great.
He's so funny. Tony Shalhoub turned 71, I want to say Tuesday? Northeast Wisconsin zone, Tony Shalhoub, Monk himself. But if you haven't seen Quick Change, check him out in Quick Change. He is really funny. He's got a little bit part, but he's outstanding in it and literally steals the scene from Bill Murray, Gina Davis, and Randy Quaid, which is pretty impressive. All right, Jessica Phillips, the UP's own Jessica Phillips, stand-up comedian, will be here next. We're going to talk to her about her date coming up in Antigo and stand-up comedy in general. And we want you to be part of it after Civic Media award-winning news. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.